Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special PBIC Gold Teleclass. This is July 2020, the year of our Lord, and we are now currently halfway through this year. This has been a year like no other, and hopefully a year like no other that we will ever experience ever again. But the fact remains that there are 6 months left of the year, which means you have 6 months to catch up on everything that went wrong with your business because of COVID, and to kick on so that you recover as much of the sort of lost profits that you missed out on in the first half of the year. And today's teleclass is going to enable you to do that, because today I'm talking about the 80-20 factor and how to get more shit done in your business. But before I begin, I want to do a quick welcome to all of the new members. Delighted to have you on board inside of the PBIC. Well done for stepping up and investing in your marketing education. And I just want to remind all of the new members and newer members who haven't been here so long that you have a wealth of resources available to you here in the PBIC, and you would have to be a bit of a muggins not to take advantage of them all. So you have the ledger, which you get once a month. You need to study the ledger. You should be making notes on it. You should be adding post-it notes, action points, and then you should be spending the remainder of the month actioning whatever I teach you in the ledger. We have Diamond and Platinum members who quite regularly, whenever they hit a little bit of a wall in their business or they need a dose of inspiration, they go back and pull out of their archives from their dom shelf or their dom cupboard or in their dom room, where however long they've been in my world, and they go through previous ledgers and they pull out a couple of actionable points, usually stuff that they might have done in the past, and they go away and guess what? They make more money. So you need to do this as well. Consistency is really key here. It kind of ties in with the theme, the 80-20 theme of getting more shit done. But much like dog training or losing weight or getting good at playing the guitar, speaking French, baking bread, not the meth kind that Walter and Jesse get up to, but actually baking bread or baking cakes. The more you do something, the more often you do it, the more consistently that you do it, the more consistent your results become, the better your results become, the better you become at the thing. And this same applies to marketing as well. You know, it makes me chuckle a little when, people maybe join one of my programs and then they get enrolled in the inner circle and they leave after a couple of months. They think they've done all the work that needs doing to grow their business. And it's ridiculous to think that, because I am 5 years on from when I really got my shit together seriously with my marketing, something that I talked about in the updates this month. And I'm still reminding myself all of the time to go back over the fundamentals and to be reaching out to past clients and to tighten up my follow-up sequences and to keep introducing higher priced offers into my service menu, and thinking of new ways, new and exciting ways that I can get more eyes on my pet business. Okay, so please don't think that because you've done a 6 week program or because you've done 3 or 6 months in the PBIC that you know it all, because you don't. And for whatever reason you aren't smelling what I'm cooking here, then that's totally fine too. You know, dom isn't for everyone. The level of work required to move your business forward isn't for everyone. You know, the average ordinary muddling middle are quite content to just piss fart around on Facebook all day and then complain that their business isn't getting anywhere, you know. So you always have a choice whether you want to remain in a high performing group like this, or whether you want to leave and join one of the other groups where they do lots of activities but they achieve actually very, very little. So welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. You have made a fantastic decision, but please make sure that you throw yourself into everything, all of the opportunities that are involved here, the discussion group, all of the resources in the gold area, the ledger, the calls, the teleclasses, the gold Q&As, etc. Throw yourself into everything, ask lots of questions, make lots of mistakes, but take lots of actions, and you'll find sometimes in no time at all, you'll be moving forward very fast with your business. So let us crack on with today's teleclass, which is about the power of 80-20. And I'm going to go into explaining what 80-20 is in just a second. But one of the questions I get asked all the time, one of the things that people are usually pretty incredulous about when it comes to Dom Hodgson is the amount of shit that I get done in my business. So this year already, despite the fact that the world went into lockdown for the best part of 4 months, I have released 2 books, The Dog Owner's Self-Isolation Survivor Guide and The Lazy Dog Owner's 10-Minute Training Plan, which you have a copy of with this month's ledger. And I have a third on the way as well. I have a third which should be out before the end of July. That is a collaborative effort, but it is nonetheless another book launch. It will be my 8th then in 5 years. And I actually have another couple planned before the end of the year too. So we've done that. I just tallied it up now. I think I've delivered 6 programs. So I've delivered on average a program every single month for the last 6 months. These are brand new programs that I have had to deliver webinars for or done challenges. I think I've done 2 challenges, another one's starting next week. I have obviously created marketing materials, written email sequences, produced webinars, and all of the back-end stuff that goes on with that to get people into these programs. As you know, that's as well as sort of all of my PBIC private coaching activities, including, you know, writing the letter, updates, diamond letter, platinum, pink, and then the coaching calls as well that we've been doing, or that I do fortnightly in the diamond group and fortnightly in the platinum group as well, which means if you're in platinum, then you end up getting a weekly touch point to check in with Dom. All of that, plus all the other stuff I've been doing as well, the Inspire event, obviously, that was a big thing that we did in place of the post-board impact event. And as well, I'm currently riding my bike 3 times a week, have been pretty consistently, actually, for about 4, 6, 8 weeks now. Reading 2 or 3 books a week too. And still finding time to, spend time with my family. Don't get me wrong, still little bits of room for improvement. And I am improving things all the time. But, you know, lots of stuff gets done all the time in Dom's business. So how the fuck do I do all that? Well, I have a very clear understanding. There's kind of 3 sort of strands to this, really. I have a very clear understanding of where I want to go with my business. I have very clear financial, personal, health, wealth, goals. And I know where I want to go. I know where I'm heading. I have a very clear idea of where I am. And I have a very clear idea about exactly where it is that I want to go. And coupled with that, I also know what I need to do to get there. And this is something that a lot of pet business owners really have no clue with. The upcoming challenge that I'm running is kind of a prime example of that, really. So whereas with in PBIC, gold, diamond and platinum, it's very much about, well, gold's very much about education, but diamond's about implementation. And then platinum, again, is about more implementation and often exploring new business opportunities. So I'm constantly reminding people about the power of emails, direct mail, creating higher price services, etc. But when I'm doing something like a challenge, like my 7-day challenge, I'm very much educating then. I'm educating people who don't even know what follow-up is. They've never heard of it. they don't know that email marketing is a thing, apart from, you know, the crappy emails or the emails that they get from Amazon, which are highly targeted, or the emails that that they get from, you know, general random emails that they get from Fatface or Sports Direct or Next or whoever. So I'm really educating them because they don't really have any idea about what it is that they're supposed to do to grow their business. Whereas I do have a very clear idea, and I have set goals as well for everything, things that I need to do monthly, weekly, daily, and even hourly to move my business forward. And the final strand of this thread is I know how to create the perfect working conditions for me to get all this shit done. So my time that I spend working on my business is, for the most part, highly effective. Yeah, I'm very, very good at getting the work done. And this is something that you need to, a big takeaway that you need to have from this teleclass is really going away and thinking about where are you spending your time, okay? Because a lot of the time, you will be spending time doing very unproductive stuff, you know? You're going to have, whereas I have goals and I know what I need to do to achieve those goals, as in what activities I need to do, and I also know how to set myself up to achieve those goals, to do those activities on a daily basis. Yeah, most people, a lot of people listen to this, and certainly a lot of people outside the PPIC, they won't have clear enough goals. They don't know what they need to do to get there, nor are they very good at actually doing the fucking work. Okay, so this is all linked together. And the better you can get at this, and you guys will get better at this as well. A lot of you already have people who have been in the PBIC for a while now, and certainly private clients. I'll give you a couple of very recent examples, actually. One I talked about in the discussion group. Beth mentioned it in the weekly dispatch, where Tim Jackson was selling a program, a puppy program, and he had sold it. He'd done his promotional efforts, and he'd sold so many places at the reduced price. And then the price went up. And ordinarily, you know, you wouldn't expect to sell as many places at the higher price. But Tim had saw me banging out my Come to Inspire emails. And he decided to, you know, well, I'm gonna have a bit of that as well. And so he emailed his list, and I think he sold three places. And he also, at my urging, he also sold he sold many things since then. But he also sold a daycare place to someone who had done a Dancing with Dogs program that he did as part of lockdown, which is an incredible cross-sell. Very recently, Carrie Stutheridge was putting together a plan for her puppy classes. She had sold out a puppy class and she had booked in another one for the same month. And Carrie was, this was really sensible actually, Carrie was thinking about postponing the second puppy class because she hadn't had any sign-ups. But then again, she thought, no, I'm gonna have another blast of the emails this week. So she wrote a daily email to her list, and bingo, on Monday she told me that she'd sold three places. This morning, the second place had gone. Now there's only one place left in the puppy class. It's one of the first times that Carrie sold out puppy classes, two puppy classes. I think the first time she's ever sold out two puppy classes in a month. First time she's ever ran two puppy classes in a month. But this is what I'm talking about doing the productive things, and I'm going to go on later on to talk about what the most productive things are for you to be doing in your business, and we'll give a couple of examples too. But it's you have to know, you know, you have to know. And then again, it's like it's one thing to know, and then it's another thing to actually do it, you know, because I bet you all the money in my pockets versus all the money in your pockets that if Tim, and these guys will admit this as well, you know, if Tim and Carrie hadn't had, and everybody else who's doing this, hadn't had me saying to them, hey, well, you know, do this, or leading by example, you know, the chances are they would have done, regressed to doing the sort of ordinary marketing that the ordinary, average, skint, pissed off pet business owners are doing, you know? And Yeah, I mean, to be fair, those guys wouldn't do that because they're too indoctrinated in this. But you get the point, yeah? You get the point. This is like doing this consistently over time, you know? The willpower required even for them to write to up their game with the emails for that week when they haven't done it. Carrie's been writing emails for a long time, but this is, yeah, it's consistency again. It comes back to consistency, you know? And it's about identifying these few key activities that you should be doing in your business consistently. They're going to have the biggest effect on the results you're going to have. Okay, which leads us on to quite nicely a quick explanation for anybody new to my world of the Pareto principle. And the Pareto principle comes from an Italian economist called Vilfredo Pareto, and he noted when he was studying, when he was at the University of Lausanne in 1896, he showed that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the population. Right now, when he looked at other countries, he realized that this applied to other countries as well. Yeah. And this is true today even, you know. I mean, certainly in 1989, the richest 20% of the population earned 80% of the income, okay? And this became known as the Pareto principle. And it applies to almost all walks of life. So 80% of the wear happens on 20% of your carpets. You wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time. In computing science, Microsoft noticed that by fixing the top 20% of the most reported bugs, 80% of the related errors and crashes in a given system would be eliminated. In sport, it's also been inferred, like when it comes to athletics training, 20% of the exercises and habits have 80% of the impact. Which means that the trainee should not focus so much on varied training. Okay? It's this 80-20 rule all of the time. You know, more widely in health and safety professions and stuff, 20% of the hazards will account for 80% of the injuries. And if they can categorize them as such, you know, that means that they can obviously eliminate these injuries and accidents and stuff. This also happens in engineering and, you know, in healthcare and all these different things. You know, in healthcare in the States, it was found that 80% of healthcare resources go on 20% of the patients, you know. So when these, you know, when the government and stuff are trying to get people to eat healthier and stuff like that, you know, really they should be concentrating on, you know, to prevent diabetes and heart disease and all these different things. You know, they should be really concentrating their efforts on targeting the people who this is going to have the biggest effect on, which wouldn't be that bloody hard to do because they obviously got all their details anyway, because they're the people who are going to be using the NHS the most. But anyway, how does this apply to you? Well, it applies to you because of this power principle, really, which is that basically 20% of your efforts are going to produce 80% of the results. And which means, you know, in marketing terms, I suppose, 20% of your marketing activities are going to produce 80% of the results. Or 20% of your clients are going to produce 80% of your profits. Right? Now there's a couple of sort of caveats to that, really. One is, so often they aren't always 80-20. So sometimes it could be 90-10 or 70-30 or even kind of 60-40, you know. However, if sort of 20-30% of your clients aren't providing 80% of your income, then that should also be telling you that there's probably more stuff that you should be selling them. That there should be a noticeable difference between your best clients and your average clients. You know, I'm not saying they need to be. You wouldn't necessarily treat your average clients worse, but you would definitely treat your better clients better, you know, and they should be getting more follow-up, more offers, more elaborate onboarding experience given to them, etc., etc. I just noticed somebody in a Facebook group the other day posting, just getting ahead of the game, thinking about Christmas presents here. And I was thinking, fuck me, like that is getting ahead of the game. But they basically, you could tell that she was putting together like the Christmas pack. And everybody would be getting the same thing, you know. Now, everybody should be getting something, but the guy who pays you, £1,000 a quarter or £1,000 a month, should be getting way better looked after than the guy who's paying you £100 a month, you know, or the guy or gal even. All right. So the big kind of thing you need to remember from that is that 20% of your marketing activities, 20% of your activities really are going to produce 80% of the results. Now, the flip side to that equation is 80% of the time, you're actually wasting your time. Okay? 80% of the time, you are probably engaged in non-money-making, non-client-attracting activities. So what are these magical 20% of the activities? Well, I'm going to give you some examples right now, and I'll try and break it down into individual sectors within the pet industry as well. But on the whole, I've got some examples too of the type of things that I'm doing in my own business. The plan that I work to in my own business as well, which will hopefully help you see where the gaps are in your own business too. All right, so what should you be doing? What are these 20% of activities? Well, you should be creating educational, entertaining, marketing materials, lead magnets, tip sheets, ebooks, postcards, newsletters that put your unique marketing message in front of your ideal client. Yeah, so that's what you should be doing. You should be creating entertaining and educational marketing materials that are going to put fresh eyes on your business and are going to match up your unique marketing message, your unique offering, that are going to communicate your superpower to your ideal clients in your town. And you should have a very strong idea about who your ideal clients are too. So the actual target, the client, the target profile of the client. What else should you be doing? Well, you should be creating tailored, time-limited, no-brainer offers that move people from prospect to client, or from customer to being having a relationship with you, where they want to buy more and they are encouraged to buy more, or where they go from being just a customer to be in continuity, where they're paying you regularly, and then also ascending them through your services. Okay, so we should be, and this is kind of to make it a bit easier for you, really. I in the past at boot camps, I like to talk about my the twin engines of marketing. Okay, so your marketing machine is made of two engines, essentially. The first engine is about all of the activity that you do to get fresh eyes on your business and to get people to go from being a prospect to buying something from you. Okay? Then the second engine is all about everything that you do once somebody has bought something from you. So how do you get them to go from buying one dog walk to two dog walks? Or how do you get them to go from buying one dog walk to getting two dog walks a week? Or how do you get them from going buying a standard dog walk to buying a higher priced adventure? What marketing systems do you have in place to help you to do that? Same with grooming, you know. How do you get them to go from you being an occasional client to being someone who has a relationship with you, where they feel like they're bought into the service, they're bought into you, they feel like they can't get what they've got from you anywhere else. And again, they are being offered higher priced grooms, more often grooms, maybe some kind of intensive teeth cleaning treatment or whatever the hell it is, whatever. Dog trainers, exactly the same, you know. How do you get someone to go from booking a class or a consultation to a package? Or how do you get them to go from booking an online Skype or Zoom consultation to joining your small group training class or something like that, you know? And this is what we're talking about. Okay, so we should be... The first one was creating entertaining educational marketing materials that put your unique marketing message in front of your ideal client, right? So... And then the second thing was about moving people from being just a transaction where they're just going from buying something from you to feeling like they're, you know, they're part of a club or they're part of an indispensable service now that they can't and they shouldn't get rid of, and that their dog should be using you all of the time. Doesn't matter whether we're in lockdown, doesn't matter whether the owners lose their jobs, doesn't matter whether... they have a change of circumstances. Doesn't matter whether they move to a different town. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of an interruption there. So this is part two. but I think I know where we were up to now. So why do we find it so difficult to do these things that we know are the most profitable activities? Yeah, if we know that all of our marketing activities... All of any activities, promotional activities that we're doing, should be about getting eyes on our business of the people who we are best suited to serving, who are going to make the best clients for us, and for getting those people opted into some kind of communication method like email or direct mail, where we can have a more personal conversation with them. And then also... Our other efforts should be geared towards getting clients to buy more from us at a higher price more often. If we know all that, why is it so difficult for us? Why do we regress to doing the average? Why do we regress to doing the 80% of the things that are only going to produce 20% of the results? All right? Because that's essentially what it's about, you know? And this is why you have to... You don't have to, but I think it will be beneficial for everybody on this call to take a good, hard, long, honest look at where are you spending your time, okay? I can't tell you where to spend your time. I'll be honest with you, I'm far too busy doing my own stuff and enjoying myself in my own life to be bothered to find out where you should be spending your time. Or to police it, you know what I mean? It's not my job, you know? It's my job to show you what I think are the most profitable activities based upon my experience and the experience of my members and my private clients to help you to move forward. And then it's up to you basically to decide that, yes, I want success, I want to achieve my goals, therefore I am going to be prepared to do the difficult things required, and I'm not going to spend my time on the things that are quite frankly a waste of time, you know. And the way to decide whether something is a incredibly worthwhile thing to do or whether it's a complete waste of time is to basically link everything to your goals, okay? And this is how you become more goal-orientated as well. This is essentially how you achieve more. This is how I've achieved more in my business, all right? Everything has to be linked to my goals. Jim Rohn, I've mentioned Jim Rohn a few times, and they're really famous for mentoring countless motivational speakers. He said, the only reason more people do not become millionaires is that they don't have enough reasons to. Now, this ties in with, and I've read this a few times, with the recent wealth attraction training that I've been doing. are that I'm going to be sharing with the Platinum and the Elite groups as well. But the similarly, the only reason more people aren't much, much more productive is that they don't have enough reasons to be. So if you want to be more productive, if you want to do more of the things that you need to do to move your business forward, and we've already talked about a few of them now already. So it's not like they are out there like the Holy Grail, never to be found. We know what they are. We know what the most profitable activities are. So we just need to do them, you know? So if we want to be more productive, we need to have more and better reasons. All right? We need to turn your shoulds into musts. And I would fight to link everything you do to your goals. And asking yourself a simple question, like, is what I am doing this minute moving me measurably closer to my goals? Okay, so is what I'm doing right now going to help me to get more eyes on my business, turn people from window shoppers to opted in prospects, and then move prospects to making a sale, and then get them from going making a sale to making more sales or going into continuity, and then buy a higher price product from me, and then referring other clients like them and giving me testimonials? Is what I'm doing at this minute moving me closer to my goals? Is what I'm doing at this moment contributing to that? Now, obviously we can't answer yes to everything, all right? That's a given, okay? But there are lots of things that are within your control, right? And this isn't just about fucking around on Facebook, okay? And ignoring your goals, not working on your goals, okay? Often it's where we kind of willingly place our time, put our attention and our focus on things that we mistakenly believe are actually contributing to our success. But in actual fact, they're not, you know? I mean, I saw this from without naming any names, I saw a guru posted up a little sort of menu of activities that her group were engaged in. And when I looked down the list, I'm purely looking down the list saying, well, how would that help me to reach my goals? How would that help me to make more money? And there wasn't anything on the list at all, you know? I'm not saying the stuff wasn't interesting. I'm not saying that stuff, I wouldn't have gotten some other benefits from it, but was it going to help me to achieve my goals? Well, no, well, of course it wasn't, you know? And you know, and that this kind of way, what you need to do, you know, you need to go away from this teleclass and really think about where are you putting your attention? And is this as simple as writing it down? You know, write down, what am I doing on the morning? How did I spend that hour? I came in, I said I was going to work on my book for an hour. Or I said I was going to work on my lead magnet for an hour. Well, what did I do instead? What am I prioritizing instead of this money-making activity that I promised myself that I would do? Yeah, and where you put your focus is... well, it's kind of huge. And again, you kind of, it's why you've got to be careful of what the environment you put yourself in, because you might be putting yourself in an environment where you think, you're being endorsed by, your actions are being endorsed by the fact that there are other people in there as well, who are supposedly achieving the kind of things that you want to achieve, you know? But yeah, this has been huge for me, you know. I can't like stress this enough, you know. I've been on this journey. I've always been ambitious about my business, you know, but there came a time like 5 years ago where I really got serious about marketing. Oh no, I didn't before that even, but when I launched the online store, and we were promoting events and stuff as well, and I was doing lots of stuff, but it wasn't working. It wasn't working at all. And that was crushing for me, you know. That was really crushing for me to think, oh my God, I've put all this effort and time and often money into these activities and I haven't got what I wanted, you know. Well, it wasn't through lack of effort. It was through a lack of understanding of the actual proper things that I should have been doing, you know. Then once I really got my shit together, And I realized that, you know, once I started building an email list, once I started marketing across various multiple media channels and not just relying on social media, once I started to put my personality into things, and once I started making offers and really thinking about how my daily actions were going to be contributing to the success that I had, well, then things, it was absolutely life-changing, you know? So this is not a, hey, there's no shame in knowing what you know, what you don't know, you know? So if you guys didn't know any of this before now, then guess what? That's totally fine. No one's going to, you know, tell you off for that or say you're stupid for that, yeah? No one's going to tell you off anyway, but, you know, but the stupid thing would be to now carry on doing the same thing as what you were doing previously when you know that there is a better way of doing things, you know? So I would suggest everybody on this call now goes away and really thinks about where they are. You know, you don't have to do it minute by minute, but you can just, it might be a good idea if you do, especially when you, you know, I'm not, there's a case to say you should take a piece of paper with you and every 15 minutes write down what you do. But I think in reality, not many people are going to do that. But what you can do is you can mentally walk a day in your shoes and say, right, how much time do I spend on a morning, say, on social media, you know? Or how much time do I spend on a morning looking at this thing online or engaging in this forum? Or how much time do I spend on an afternoon doing this? And write down that. And then what I would really suggest you do is I'd suggest that you, if you, I would imagine most of you have a set time of the day or the week when you do, you know, you're going to set yourself, right, this is 2 hours when I'm going to do this. Or this is 45 minutes when I'm going to do this. No matter what it is, you know, write it down how much time you spend there and how much time you intend to spend on that activity. And then make a note of how much time you have actually spent on that activity. And as I talked about in this month's rant, you know, doing the small things, doing these things consistently, over time, they compound to make huge gains, you know? So like one, you know, one email sequence isn't necessarily going to transform your business, you know? Or sending one email once a week isn't going to transform your business, you know? Sending a postcard or creating a newsletter isn't going to transform your business, one of them. You will make more sales often from just doing one, especially if you create an offer and you send some kind of offer out and a promotion. But that's not going to be the panacea, all right? But what is going to do that is sending like one email a week, even when you don't feel like it, yeah? Even when you're tempted to check out some new bright, shiny object that everybody else is talking about, you know? Sending one newsletter a month, or one newsletter a quarter, and then every other quarter just sending out a postcarded offer for your existing clients. All right, doing that consistently, you know, do that for 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, you're going to be streets ahead of the competition. You really are, you know. You're going to be earning more money. You're going to have better clients. You're going to have more consistent marketing methods firing in your business all the time. Uncopyable marketing methods that your competition, they're not even going to know what you're doing, what you're sending out, you know? And this is the key, all right? And like I said, I've been there where I've tried this, and then, you know, I originally started writing emails, and then I wrote 5 or 6, and then I jacked them in. Actually, I didn't jack them in. I wrote 5 or 6 and then I sent them to a friend of mine. And he sort of gave me like lukewarm praise for it. And to be fair, they were pretty shit. But then I got better at it, you know, and I went back to it again. And then doing it, you know, I think I was doing 3 times a week, twice a week, and then 3 times a week, you know, and then I went to 5 days a week. And for the last 3 or 4 years, I've been doing like 7 days a week. And then when I'm doing a promotion, I do more. You know, well, this is how you do stuff, you know. And again, it's not all about emails, it's about other things and stuff as well, you know. But whatever you do, guys, we need to get in the habit of doing these things like consistently, you know. That's what 80-20 is all about. It's about doing these highly valuable 20% of the activities, doing them consistently over time, all right. and and identify what they are based upon what I've talked about in this teleclass, and identifying the time wasters as well. Yeah. So where are you wasting your time? Where are you wasting your time? Where are you? You know, is it phone calls? Is it answering messages? Is it just your phone in general? You know, what can you do to remove this time blocker, this time sucker, this time vampire, and free up more time for you to do this, these really valuable activities. We had a recent instance with Curry, where Curry Lawson, fairy dog mother, one of my Diamond members, Curry was having a few productivity issues when she was really busy. When she was busy and she had inquiries coming in, she was basically spending too much time communicating with prospects and clients too. And so what we did was she was giving out her WhatsApp number and a text number, a phone number, and various ways. And we basically funneled everybody into one place, you know. And so we said all inquiries have to go through this page, where they have to read, you know, the rules of the business and see how they get in contact with you, which again weeded out a lot of the time wasters straight away. But then we also did that for the existing clients as well. So they only had one way to, and she said it was life changing. You know, she said it was completely life changing straight away. As well as the, I think she's now got her VA back. So she's funneling a lot of stuff through her VA as well. You know, one of the big things, this is, what I've, on the subject of a VA, I haven't really resisted having a VA for a while because my business is quite low tech, and there's a lot of moving parts, but they're all, I don't know, they all kind of move as one. I don't know if it's just because I'm used to it or what, but basically there was a case for me hiring a VA long before now when I ever actually did. As it happens, I think one of the reasons I was putting it off was because I knew Beth was going to be leaving her job and stuff. And so she's sort of taken over all of that. So I haven't got a VA, virtual assistant. I've got an AA, an actual assistant, which is much more than an assistant. But even just in the last 4 or 5 weeks, the difference to my productivity, the difference to the amount of stuff that I'm able to do now, because I've got Beth as that filter for anything, you know, anything, anybody wants to contact me, no matter what it is. That it goes through Beth, and then if there's time in the schedule, it's scheduled the right amount of time. And this slows down the pace, you know. It slows down the pace at which people can get access to Dom, have contact with Dom, right? Which means that it increases the pace at which I can concentrate on all of the things that I know I need to do to move my business forward, you know. And you really have to have, like, this idea of having a list of things that you need to do every single day or multiple times a week is so beneficial, you know. And you have to have that list. If you don't have a list of things to do, okay, and I'm talking about a proper list of things to do here, you know. So you might be wanting, you know, so just generally posting shit on Facebook. Doesn't even matter if it's stuff for clients, all right. That's kind of stuff that, like, maybe you should be doing anyway, you know. You know, picking dogs up, taking them home, training clients. This is the stuff you should be doing anyway. I'm talking about what are the few effective marketing activities that you're going to do every single day or multiple times a week to move your business forward. Because if there is stuff on your list, guess what? Other people will fill your list with their shit. Yeah? So, and I don't want that, you know. I have A's and B's and C's or 1's, 2's and 3's on my jobs list on a Sunday. So on a Sunday, we have a start, little bit of behind the scenes for you now. On a Sunday, we have a little planning meeting for the week. And, you know, obviously I have more widely, I have 5-year, 1-year, 90-day goals all mapped out all the time. So I know exactly what I'm doing next month, the month after that. And I often know what the result's going to be as well. But more sort of brass tacks explanation of that is on a Sunday, we'll have a planning meeting. And I will write down on my list, on my sheet of paper, all of the things that I need to do that week. And then I'll put next to each thing either a 1 or a 2 or a 3 based upon how it's going to help me to move my business forward. Is it going to move me closer to my goals? Yeah. Think about the Jim Rohn stuff that we said before. Yeah. You have to link your activities to your goals. Okay. And you've got to be quite black and white about it. You've got to be harsh about it, you know. I might look at something on my list and say, oh, well, you know, that would be nice to do that, you know. I could be on this person's podcast. But if I do that this week, then I'm not going to get this other thing done, which is going to put more money in the bank account. Yeah. And so and guess what? Then if I don't do that thing this week, well, then next week, something might occur that means I don't get to do it for another 2 weeks, you know? Well, then I've lost that opportunity to do that money making thing in favor of something that, would have just been a bit of fluff and bollocks, you know. I'm not saying being on someone's podcast is a bad thing, because obviously it's going to help me to get more eyes on my business. But, you know, ultimately, you've only got so much time in the week. You've only got so much willpower in your week, which means you've only got so much focus, which means there's only going to be so much time you're going to have to get stuff done. Okay, so I have ones, twos and threes, and the threes never get done. I do as many ones as I can that week. And then the twos get carried over until the next week that don't get done. And this happens daily, you know. So today I've got a list of things written in front of me that I want to get done. It doesn't look like I'm going to get them all done. Doesn't matter too much, because I'm going to carry that one of them over to the next day. Yeah. And if you do this, you really can't fail to move forward. All right. We can never guarantee results. We can't, as much as we want to. We can't guarantee them, but we can guarantee the process for getting results. You know? I can't guarantee that I'm going to definitely be able to teach a dog a recall. That the dog is definitely going to be able to recall. You know, I mean, I can't guarantee it, can I? You know, there might be we might be practicing a recall when I'm doing the ultimate test of the recall. You know, there might be a cat might jump out of a bush or something like that and run across the field in front of where the dog is off lead. You know, well, I can't control that. You know, I can't control it with the lead, I should say. But I can control all of the training that goes into that test, you know, that I might do. Well, similarly with the marketing, you know, I can't control how many people are going to buy my next bootcamp program that I'm running in the summer. You know, my nice business, my pet business bootcamp. I can't control that, how many people are going to buy that. I can control how many people I get eyes on the business before then, how many people I get opted into my email list. I can control how many people I put into the challenge to warm them up, educate them and entertain them, show them the flaws in the current business plan and position myself as an expert. I can control how many people I put on a webinar where I can give them a proven pet business plan, and then I can offer them the opportunity to work with me in the business bootcamp. Yeah, I can control all of those things. Okay, so it's about what you can control that gets you results. And you guys can control a lot as well. Yeah, you can control a lot in your business, but you have to be more, you have to make yourself more productive, and you have to make sure that you are using like the limited amount of time that you have on the really profitable activities. So the example that I'm going to give for that is one of my diamond members, when I did a call with them about a month ago, obviously she's a groomer, so she's very, very busy at the moment because everyone's come back from lockdown and now they've got a backlog of clients, which is good because it means we've got demand, which means that we can push price a lot more, which we're doing, by the way. And we can offer upsells and stuff, because people are just glad to come back. And we're picking up new clients as well, which is brilliant. She had a couple of key things that she needed to get done in the business with the marketing. And I think one of them might have been a service menu or a postcard, some kind of upsell type thing. But there was some marketing material that she needed to produce to get that done, right? Now, I know, because I live in the real world as well, right? I know that this person is busy in the business. She also has her own life. She has other things going on as well. Dogs, partner, etc. She's busy, you know, as we all are. We're all busy, right? Now, this means that you probably only have a very limited amount of time, like, to market your business, to devote to the marketing of your business, right? Well, this makes 80-20 even more important, okay? Because it's like, if I... to go to the extreme, I work from home every single day. I very rarely have to go out on any adventures unless Alex is on holiday or we're particularly busy or something like that, you know? I'm busy working from home all of the time, and I have a great routine where I get lots done. So what I'm saying is that there's a potential for me to actually waste a bit of time if I wanted to, you know, and still get plenty done. All right. Now, I don't do that, and I'm very strict with myself. But you more than likely, you don't have that luxury. OK, more than likely, there are 10 different things that you need to be doing with your business or with your family to that you have to do. All right. And marketing your business is just one of the things that, you know, it's probably the most important thing that you do. It's the thing that it's going to have the biggest impact on the increased profits that you make in August, September, next year, the year after that, etc. Yeah, the marketing that you do now. So it's incredibly important, but it's just one of the things that you have to do. This means that the time that you spend marketing, be it an hour a day, an hour a week, an hour a fortnight, half a day a week, whatever it is that you have to spend marketing your business, you have to spend it doing those super productive, effective activities. You know, you really don't have time to waste. And this was the point that I made to this diamond member, was like, look, yeah, you know, she was talking about, you know, lack of time, which is totally understandable. And I was like, okay, well, what else have you got on, you know? And she listed a few things. And obviously, I don't want her to spend any less time with her partner or with her dog or chilling out even, you know, whatever else it is that you do, you know, but then after that, or, you know, chilling out watching TV or something. But then after that, it's like, right, well, what else are you doing? And then maybe he's talking about, well, I need to write a blog or I need to do this. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, if the choice for you is between writing a blog or fixing your SEO, and the other option is creating a postcard with an offer on or a service menu that shows your clients the next thing to buy, or calling up your clients and offering them, you know, a higher priced offer, or sending them a text or an email. If it's a choice between doing the pointless stuff at the start, yeah, SEO and blogs and that, this is the type of stuff that you do just when you've, you know, when you've got nothing else to do. And I can't imagine a time where I'd have nothing else to do. and you know, so again, I'm just using this as an example for you to say, be careful what you're spending your time doing, okay? Because 80-20 applies to everybody's business, but it is even more important when you have way less time to devote to the actual marketing of your business, you know? And I've got this little quote from Dan Kennedy here. So Dan talks about... just having a slurp of tea. Dan talks about... talking about 80-20, he talks about like the fact that he can get more done than average people, you know, and that's because his hours that he spends marketing his business, he's way more focused, you know. And Dan Kennedy defines a billable hour, and he works out his billable hours via, well, how much money do you want to earn? Divide that by how much time you've got, and that's how much money you need to be earning per hour. But anyway, Dan's definition of billable hours, or how he defines where he should be putting his time, the activities he should be engaged in, is it's the deliberate strategic investment of your time, talent, intelligence, energy, resources and opportunities in a manner calculated to move you measurably closer to meaningful goals. Okay, tied all the way again back into the goals. Yeah, so there's a lot more we can say about this whole 80-20 and getting shit done subject. And one of them is you need to have really compelling goals in your business. And if you aren't spending enough time doing the things that you need to do to move your business forward, then you probably haven't linked your activities to your goals enough, you know? So like for me, obviously an incredibly powerful reason for me to knuckle down in my business was, well, we need to be earning enough money for Beth to be able to comfortably leave her job, you know? And so that was like a really powerful driver for me, you know. Well, that, now that she's left, well, we need another one, don't we? You know, so now we need another. Now it might be, oh well, we need to be earning enough money to renovate the granary barn out the back, you know. And then once I've got that goal, and then I've got that, I know what I need to do. Yeah, and then everything is linked to that. Well, then I can't afford to waste time pissing about on a Facebook group or joining in like a webinar with somebody who is teaching something that is you know, it's just like fluff and bollocks. It isn't going to actually help me do anything to move me towards my goals, you know, because all the time I'm thinking, well, how is this helping me do that? And then, again, this is not to say you shouldn't have any chill out time, all right? You definitely should. And I have chill out time as well. And I have time when I just sit and read a, you know, a wrestling magazine or the Empire magazine or History magazine, or I just watch some bollocks on the telly. You know, we all have time when we do that. That's completely fine. Or I just sit in the garden and talk to the chickens. You know, that's totally fine as well. A little bit concerning, but still totally fine. Totally good use of your chill out time, you know. But just like, do not confuse the meaningless, ineffective, time wasting, non money making activities with the vital few marketing activities that you need to be doing to move your business forward, okay? So make sure that any time you spend on your business is spent getting eyes on your business, getting people opted in, getting people to go from prospect to customer, and then going from buying something to having feeling like they're in some kind of relationship with you, getting them into continuity, and moving them on to maybe higher priced products as well, okay? I hope you enjoyed this teleclass, everybody. Apologies for the break in the middle of it. I really don't know what happened then. I think I lost about 10 minutes of recording, so but we made it back again. We made it back, and we are we're rapidly approaching the hour mark as well now. So yeah, if you guys want to learn more about get more help and accountability with getting this shit done in your business, then you might want to think about putting your name down for the Diamond or Platinum coaching groups, so you can apply to those. The application process will be being opened in August, ready for the start of our next 90-day sprint in September. And you have to apply. You can't join now. No, you can't join now. But you can apply to be put on the waiting list. So please email Beth on beth@packleaderdogadventures.co.uk. Tell her you want to be put on the waiting list for the opportunity to apply to join the Diamond and Platinum coaching groups. I can help you get this shit done. Yeah, this is what my guys do. This is what we do. This is how we get so much done. This is how we fix the business faster. And this is how we also create the time and the mental space and the creativity required to do the exciting, entertaining, educational marketing that really is going to push you beyond the competition, and also to often reinvent the business. There's a number of reinventions going on right now. Carol is well on the way with her business, within a business of positioning herself as a someone who helps dog trainers go from just wanting to start a dog train, becoming a dog trainer, to actually becoming a dog trainer and filling in the gaps in their knowledge. Katie's helping with the Katie is helping field owners or people who want to open fields to do that, setting up a certain consultancy. Yeah, none of this stuff would have happened without the sort of intensive process that these guys go through as in part of my private client coaching groups. So again, not for everyone. You definitely shouldn't join if you A, can't afford it, B, not prepared to do the work, C, not prepared to turn up to all the calls. Not for everyone. But I hope this has been very, very useful for you. Please take some action on it, and I'll catch you all next time. Peace out.